Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Spillers After Show podcast. I'm Robert Hookman Jr., and this episode is Kalani Pickhart reading her short story, 16 Maybe Less, live at Spillers No. 6 on December 13th, 2016. Here's Brian with the introduction.
So one of the cool things that's happened in the course of co-curating Spillers is that we've been able to put writers on this stage and in print and on the podcast who, as Robert alluded to earlier, are at different stages in their writing careers. And we've been very fortunate to have some writers who have already amassed a long list of publishing credits, and in some cases have already garnered some really tough to get awards. And we love having those people. And we get a real thrill from putting them up on stage here. But we also get a thrill presenting our next spiller. Her name is Kalani Pickhart. And yeah. Wow. I wasn't ready for that. That's great, though. And so I'm proud to announce that Spillers is her first official publishing credit. And so you all know what that means, right? That means when the rest of the literary world comes around to recognizing her skill and her talent, Spillers is going to be able to say, "We spotted it first." Right. So she is here tonight to read her short story, 16 Maybe Less. Everyone, please welcome Kalani Pickhart.
It's just so awesome to be here. And thank you, Spillers, for picking me. and it's lovely to be able to read with these other established writers and a good friend and amazing mentor, Jenny Irish. She's amazing. So. Thank you. So here it is, 16 Maybe Less. Fearsish. Do you know what fearsish means? Erica Jansen whispers to the camera, showing only the bottom half of her face. Her teeth are pinned with braces, and her short hair brushes the shoulders of her soccer jersey. Patrick can see a blemish on her chin in the video. No, Erica asks, as if Patrick could answer. I'll tell you. Her English is crisp, like the turning page of a grocery ad she shows the camera. Erica Jansen is teaching Patrick how to speak German, whispering, showing him different foods, her fingernails tapping the pages, a pencil brushing against paper as she writes the words in English, then German. Pfirsich means peach. Erica shows a picture of the peaches on sale in the grocery ad and taps it with a fingernail. To Patrick, it feels like Erica is close to him. With headphones on, the sound of her whisper feels all around. He feels safe, warm, like a blanket has swaddled him. He feels the back of his neck prickle, like the water trickling from the top of his scalp between his shoulder blades, filling the tail of his spine. A few weeks ago, Patrick read an article in The Atlantic or The New York Times about brain orgasms stimulated by autonomous sensory meridian response, or ASMR. The article said that sounds like whispering, scratching, and tapping could stimulate a part of the brain that would cause low-grade euphoria, a head rush. There were videos of ASMR artists online, it said, who would stimulate these sounds. The comments on the video say, "I can't sleep without listening to you every night," and "the scratching, pure heaven, so relaxing." Curious, Patrick watched a number of videos, especially right before his wife left him. Some ASM artists would simply tap and whisper sweet things like, "I am here for you," or "coo," while smiling. Others would create a story or role play. One woman he watched was dressed as a librarian and turned the pages of a book. Another pretended to be a doctor and administered an ear exam, clicking artificial nails on her clipboard. Another woman from Russia used some kind of special 3D microphone and pretended to brush his hair, give him a massage, but Patrick had a hard time relaxing because she was beautiful, her eyes were large, she said she wanted to please him. He took out a black pad folio, brushed her. She took out a black pad folio, brushed her nails along the seam, and whispered, "I like the sound that leather and vinyl makes against the skin." Patrick only listens to the Russian woman when he is at home, because when he is at home, he is alone. Now, at his desk, Patrick listens to Erica Jansen. His coworkers are gone. The room's light sensor stopped reading him 20 minutes ago, so his fluorescent desk light and his computer create a glow on his soft, quiet face. Patrick meant to go home an hour ago, but he is still getting used to being home alone after his wife left him 6 months ago. His son, Isaac, who lives in Portland, called today and left a message. Patrick heard his granddaughters in the background and feels an ache. Isaac says that Patrick doesn't call often enough. Today, it is Patrick's wife's birthday, so Isaac also called to check in. Patrick looks at the clock. It's 7:30 p.m. He meant to leave, but then he thought about how he needed a vacation, about how late he had been at the office. Then his son called, and Patrick remembered the last time he talked to his son on his son's birthday months ago. Isaac was born the day the Berlin Wall came down. Patrick was watching the news on TV when Helen went into labor. Patrick had a journalist friend who brought him back a piece of the wall when he returned to the United States, and Patrick put it in a glass case on a shelf above his dresser. Patrick has always wanted to go to Germany. He thinks today at his desk on his wife's, no, ex-wife's birthday, maybe he should take a vacation. Maybe he could go to Germany. Patrick imagined going home and calling Isaac back. Hi, son, sorry, he'd say, been busy, been planning this trip. He felt energized. He could hear his son say warmly, proud, that's great, Dad. As his colleagues left for the day, Patrick bought a Visit Germany book online that will arrive at his house in 2 business days with free shipping. Patrick thought that maybe he could learn to speak German. Perhaps it would be impolite to go to a new country and not learn the language. He knew Guten Tag and Auf Wiedersehen, but it would be good to know how to say, where is the bus station? Do you have the time? Perhaps even, would you like to have coffee with me tomorrow? After a search online of how to speak German, Patrick found Erica. Patrick knows that Erica is 16, maybe less, and he wonders if he should be watching her video. Erica is sweet, he thinks. Her voice is tender when she enunciates sounds like p, b, n, na, ta, ta, s. He likes the sound her tongue makes when it clicks, and he can hear sometimes her lips parting and a hushed inhale before she speaks. Erica is teaching him about the word apple, Apfel, Erica says, flashing her braces, and Patrick remembers when he was 16 years old. He remembers there was a girl he liked back home in Phoenix. Her name was Katie, and she was the first girl Patrick kissed. Her hair smelled like creosote because that summer they had gone into the wash near the college after seeing a drive-in movie. Katie had braces and was shy to smile. Patrick remembers Katie's smile, and then he smiles at his desk, listening to Erica. Erica is turning the page of the grocery magazine, and Patrick thinks he should go home after work tomorrow, really, right after work this time, and go buy fresh vegetables and fruit. Maybe he'll start prepping salads for lunch instead of pizzas and frozen dinners. Maybe he will eat outside the rest of the week instead of at his desk. Maybe, when it warmed up, he could start running again. He watched the Boston Marathon last year with his company and passed out water. That was the day that Helen said she was leaving him. Maybe he could qualify for the marathon, not this spring, but the next. Patrick remembered when he ran track in high school. That's how he met Katie. She was a hurdler, and Patrick ran distance. Katie would tie her hair in a braid for meets, and he liked that he liked that when they would get on the bus after, she would let her hair loose in waves. When he kissed Katie after the movie, she had her hair down. Erica is telling Patrick a story about her grandmother, her Oma, who makes Bratapfel, a German dessert with apples. Erica whispers that she will go to the market tomorrow to purchase some and learn from her Oma, so when she has grandchildren, she will teach them. Erica writes out Bratapfel with her pencil, and it scratches the page. Patrick's ears prickle at the brushing sound. Patrick thinks of his son, of his granddaughters, 3 and 5 years old, and what he could teach them. He could teach them how to throw a baseball, maybe. Maybe he could teach them how to drive when they were old enough. He thinks of Helen, who left him, that he could go to the grocery store tomorrow right after work and learn how to make something new for dinner. Helen would never make Bratapfel with the girls, but she moved to Washington closer to them and into an apartment with her boyfriend. Helen used to say, long before and after she told him she was leaving, you don't pay attention, Patrick, not to me, not to anyone. And it was true, though he didn't tell Helen that she was right. He thinks of Helen and her boyfriend going to Oregon and playing games with the girls. He thinks of the girls learning from Helen, remembering Helen. Patrick looks away from the computer, away from Erica, who has moved on to vegetables. He takes out his headphones and remembers what it was like to have Katie or Helen whisper in his ear and tell him something secret. He leans back in his chair and closes his eyes. Patrick dreams Katie is with him in his car, kissing the spot on his neck where he can feel his pulse, where he can feel her lips, and Patrick feels hot. He can smell the dust in her hair, her hand on his zipper. He is hard, her hand on him, her breath on his cock, teasing. Katie leans into his ear and whispers, "Fearsish, Patrick. Do you know what fearsish means?" Patrick opens his eyes and his computer screen has gone black. The clock says 1:09 a.m. He is still hard. He gets up and puts on his jacket, covering himself. The room's light sensor reads his movement, and then it's achingly bright, and Patrick blinks until his eyes adjust. Thank you.
That was Kalani Pickhart reading her short story, 16 Maybe Less, at Spillers No. 6 at Crescent Ballroom on December 13th, 2016. For more Spillers After Show podcast episodes, please go to spillersaftershow.com. For more information on Spillers, Phoenix, Arizona's premier short fiction storytelling event, go to spillers.net.